say Childs did great and Latavian Butler did great. And that's not a takeaway from anybody else because they all did awesome. But, yeah, Rayonte was a spark on defense. He got some key steals, got some key pressure, and still in a little disbelief because that's a really good basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really good basketball team. We talked about we can't be content, but that was a fun win.
Biggest thing when you try to come from behind, and 21 points down with, what, about 11 minutes to go. That's a big deficit.
Yep.
But you got the fouls in your favor. You got to the line with double bonus, and when you're able to hit free throws, you're able to cut into the lead, and time's not running off the clock. That was huge.
Yeah, it was. And I'll tell you what, time seemed like it never ran off the clock that last 5 minutes once we got it tied up. But it was huge. We continued to be aggressive. We continued to believe in what we were doing. And, you know, it just paid off. And it was, I think it's just, I told the team, it's a testament to how deep we are and how much we love each other and how much we want to fight and play for each other. It was nice.
Latavian Butler.
Yeah.
I know you have a lot of guys in this recruiting class that are new to the program that people are going to get to know. Tell me about Latavian, who got that game-winning three-point play.
He's good. He's really good. You know, he's one that surprises us all the time on just how good he is. And he can be a really special player. He is aggressive. He's a good defender. And when he has his mind right, he's one of our best players.
And you found a group of five with about 10 minutes left to go. And they started rolling, and you stayed with them.
Yeah.
You didn't mess with the formula once it worked.
We didn't, and we got a little nervous. You know, I'll tell you that, because Rayonte and Tay both were guarding full court for the last 10, 11 minutes. But you get that adrenaline going, and, you know, they're not going to be tired. They're not going to ask out. And we just rolled with them because they were making plays. And credit to our starters, too, who didn't play at the end, but they were right there cheering them on, and they had ideas for us on timeouts, and they just did a heck of a job, too.
Here's another thing that's kind of fun is that you get a Saturday night game. It's in early November.
Mm-hmm.
When you started making that comeback, this place was a lot. You got the State Fair students nervous.
They were
making noise. They're getting all over you, and it was a true road atmosphere. Even though you're on the road tonight, that had to be fun to play in.
It was, you know. And that's why I was telling Coach Gossett before the game when we're just doing warm-ups, like, hey, this is a fun atmosphere. And it certainly was tonight. And, you know, and that's one thing, too, about Sedalia and State Fair. I'll tell you this, they're very classy. You know, hats off to them because they're true basketball fans. And how they represented themselves tonight was great. You know, they could have easily been mad at us or the officials or whatever, but they just did a great job of cheering on good basketball. And I think that was a great junior college basketball game.